Let me start off by saying I really want to talk to our fans. It was awesome. I mean, it was a tough sledding there the first half, down like we were, but they stayed strong throughout. We needed them, and we'll continue to need them. And I think that I just want to make sure that I mention that. You know, the whole game was an interesting game. It was kind of a tale of two halves. I know the first half we didn't play is up to our standard. I think as you go back to it, they really dominated the time of possession. Offensively, they did a good job. That 19-play drive was tough on us. You know, we had a lot of third and ones, and they converted on those. It wasn't as many missed tackles as I thought when I saw the first half. It felt like that. But it was, you know, I think we were trying to figure out just exactly what we wanted to do defensively based on, you know, are they going to be more committed to the run or the pass? And then we settled down, I think, in the second half with what we wanted to do. But, you know, they did a nice job in the first half. Offensively, struggled right away, first couple series especially. I felt like going in the second half, at least we had something to build on with the long drive where we got the field goal and then the two-minute where we moved the ball to. So it felt like we could do it. I give credit to the offensive staff. I mean, it is there's no doubt looking at the past couple games, not the points that we want to score. But I think you saw some creative things yesterday.
Coach Babich had mentioned for the defense the next step being forcing more turnovers. What do you take away from yesterday that you can build upon?
Well, I did see, you know, the aggressiveness in the second half really showed up on tape. There was a multiple opportunities for guys who were going for the football. The one where Colvin ran it back for a touchdown, that was, you know, a great punch out by Grotz. And it clearly showed a mindset for the ball. And I think that's what you're seeing across the board. We had another one where we threw the red flag and, you know, forward progress was called, you know, on the sack. That looked like it could be, you know, a play that we could challenge. You know, the ball came out there. So there were other opportunities, too. I just felt like overall the mentality, you know, and it's great, right? They come in bunches, just like sacks, turnovers. And, you know, we've always had we talked to the defense about we're defined by our ability to take away the ball and score. And so to go in there now when we visit with the players and talk, really show it, I think is really going to be good, a good sign for them and, you know, all their hard work.
You mentioned the fans sticking it out, but down 21, a one-win team, there might have been, honestly, like 100 people in the building, and most of them on your sideline. You thought you had a chance to come back and win. What did you learn about your team, and what do you hope they learn from yesterday's comeback?
Well, I think it was cool to be a part of. You know, I think they in the locker room at halftime, we talked about, you know, truly just, okay, here's how it's going to play out. I don't know if it's the first series or the second, but somehow we're going to make this 21-10. And then somehow we're going to get it to this point. And the players, you know, we said, but let's just do it one play at a time, the old cliche. But it really came back to that. And, you know, the one thing that we said is we compete and we love to compete and we really have a chance to really showcase that. Let's go do that. And, you know, to see those things fall into place. And then momentum came. And I mentioned this before. I really do think we're a team of momentum. When you have a younger team, sometimes that can be unfortunate, but it can also work to your advantage. And when momentum goes in your favor, sometimes they rally on that. Now, the D-line across the board played pretty well. Their experience is pretty consistent throughout. But as a team, I think, you know, that really was evident yesterday, that momentum. Once we get things going, you know, good things can happen for us.
What does the final drive say about Blake and his, for as much as he struggled in the first
right.
half to come back?
Well, just to hear him and how he talked to the team about, let's go down and score, let's find a way to get this done. And what I think he was 4 out of 5 in completion. He had, what, 30-some yards rushing. And, you know, you could just see him wanting to take over the game and his mentality. I mean, he didn't slide. You know, we need a couple extra yards. He went for it. And I mentioned yesterday, that's what we see every day in practice, and that's what the guys are gravitating towards, his competitiveness and, you know, his focus and taking advantage of opportunities. So I thought it was awesome for him. And for the team.
This can give a team-wide boost the last four games, this kind of
way. Well, I think it's good. I think that we knew that we were capable of doing something like this. It just hasn't happened. And then to see it happen and to see everybody put it together and for it to happen, again, I think it, you know, we talked, I told them that, you know, in our team meetings. You guys got great character. I don't know of any team in the league that can go through what we're going through and show the spirit like you do. Maybe there is, and I just don't know, but it appears to be unlikely. And then to be able to demonstrate that yesterday like they did, I think that's awesome. It's really a credit to the guys we have in the locker room. So I anticipate that we'll come back and practice really hard, and we'll just build off of this. So it's always good. It's always good to have experience like this.